Hachette Audio presents The House of Broken Angels, written and read by Luis Alberto Urrea.
Jim Harrison told me to write this book. Cinderella told me first. You are both right. This is for her. My niece, Emilia Urrea, was a shining example through times that inspired events in this novel, and for Chayo, who danced at the funeral. Juan Francisco and the Urrea family showed me how this story was possible. Must I go alone, like flowers that die? Will nothing remain of my name, nothing of my fame here on earth? At least my flowers, at least my songs. Ayukwan Quetzalpatzin. This is my confession of love, Rick Elias. Part 1. Delirious Funerals. Big Angel's Last Saturday. Big Angel was late to his own mother's funeral. He tossed in his bed, the sheets catching his feet in a tangle. Sweat tickled his sides as he realized what was happening. The sun was up. It was bright through his eyelids. The burning pink world. Everybody else would be there before him. No, not this, not today. He struggled to rise. Mexicans don't make these kinds of mistakes, he told himself. Every morning since his diagnosis, he had the same thoughts. They were his alarm clock. How could a man out of time...